Sit over there on the couch.
I never expected it to look like this.
You did or you didn't?
Didn't.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
It's a nice office.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I see you are. But just take it easy and tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I don't know what Kenny told you.
Very little.
Very little. Okay. I'm married. I have two children. I don't work. I'm a housewife, but that's work.
Yes, I know it is.
Want to get right down to what the basic problem is? I mean, everything else is okay except this one thing. Just, you know, like when you're supposed to go somewhere, like an enjoyment, like someone's house or a party or a movie, just something like that. To me, it's an ordeal. I'd rather stay home. And it's like, my husband doesn't ask me to go anywhere because it's like he puts me through the ringer just to get to go where you're going, you know? And I'm just kind of tired of getting that upset. You know, I'm just afraid to go in that one little part of my life. I don't want it anymore. I'm getting very depressed. You know, before it used to happen and I was too involved with the happening, and now I'm getting depressed about it happening and I kind of envy people. Just going and having a good time. When I'm there, I want to come back home, you know? It's just, I don't want it like that anymore. Everything else is fine. Working around the house or doing things with my husband or the children is fine. I'm very happy, but I like to go out and then come back and enjoy that more. I think going out, and if I enjoyed going out, then when I'd come back, that I'd be even happier. You know what I mean? But I am very nervous to go places.
You are?
Very nervous, or afraid to go places.
To go places?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Just to go to a party or something? How about going shopping?
Well, that depends. If I've been in the house, like, say, well, I do all the shopping mostly myself. Like, if wintertime comes and you're not out that often, I get sort of stagnant about going out. If my husband says, let's go shopping, I might get upset, you know, but pretty much going shopping isn't too bad. The one time he took me out to dinner, it's like a year or two ago, and I was holding my own through the whole dinner, but I wanted to go home. That was enough. And he suggested going to A&P shopping. That did it. I was in the bathroom, and the whole dinner was up, and I was a wreck. You know, I was just... I've tried giving myself the third degree when it happens. All I can hear myself say is, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And I keep asking myself why, you know, and that's, I don't know why.
Have you any idea why?
No, not really. I think a lot of things that have happened in my life and my mother and father's attitude towards things, and I say, well, I understand that, but I shouldn't be, you know, let that influence me about certain things, you know?
What about their attitudes?
Well, they don't believe in friends. That's a bad thing right there, you know? Friends are... Growing up, that was kind of hard to adjust to. My father's a very... well, he's kind of miserable, but he's a very overcautious man. Like, when the children are playing or running, don't do this, you're gonna hurt yourself type of man, you know? And that reflects, you know? I can see that now growing up, and... That I thought, well, maybe I got brainwashed, you know, about, you know, when you go somewhere, you got to be cautious or something terrible's going to happen, you know. Just like I told John, he asked me the first time it happened that I can remember, and I told him fourth grade. Like, my mother was having fits at me, first, second, third grade. Every time I go to school or someplace, I'd end up throwing up in the bathroom all the time. And the first time I realized that I was afraid of something was in fourth grade when, like, me and this other girl were supposed to go to a movie with the teacher, and my mother sent me off to go meet the teacher. Well, I never made it there. I walked around too scared to go, and I came back home. Well, she wouldn't let me in the house. She was just fed up, right? I mean, all these years of me constantly, you know, throwing up and not wanting to go places. So.
When was this?
Fourth.
When you were just a little,
Fourth grade, yeah.
She was already fed up.
Yeah, she was already fed up. To me, I didn't realize I was afraid of anything, and when she locked me out, I walked around a little more, and I thought, gee, why was I afraid? I was afraid to go to the show with the teacher. There was nothing to be afraid of, but I didn't make it because I was afraid to go there or something, and that's the first time I realized there was a fear. But then, like I told John later on, like sixth to eighth grade in high school, occasionally it would occur, but not often. And now, like the last 6 years of my marriage, you know, it's getting worse. You know, it's really getting worse. John says, well, maybe it's because you're getting close to your husband. You know, like you were very close to your mother, and now you're getting close to your husband, so you're afraid. You know, he thinks it's abandonment or something. I read so many books and self-help things, and I tell myself, you got confidence, go, right? Doesn't work.
What kind of books have you read?
Oh, I forget the names of them. Just things to build your confidence and just have confidence in yourself type things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Never finished them because they just didn't hold my interest. You know, it just wasn't the basic thing. But then I thought, well, maybe it's recurring now because I have a daughter 7 years old. I thought maybe me seeing her growing up is reminding me of something when I was little. I don't know. I've given myself the third degree, but I can't. It's like...
That's an interesting thought. How old are your children?
I have a boy, 4, going on 5 in November, and a daughter, 7, going on 8. And she's in third grade now, and the boy is just in kindergarten in the afternoon. And I know when I had to go to school, it was too much. You know, I don't know. That part, everything's fine, except he could say, let's go to the movies, and I'm in the bathroom. I mean, I've got...
Sick to your stomach, you mean?
I could be constipated and have instant diarrhea, you know. It's just between the vomiting and the diarrhea, that's what's going on in the sphere, and I keep trying to come out of it, come out of the bathroom, go where I'm supposed to go, and I run back in. It's just a fear, and I don't know. And when it's happening, you know, I really say, what's the problem? You know, I really try to say, what are you afraid of? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm like hitting a wall. And then we had a block club party in August, if you know what those are. All the houses sort of get together. We had a very nice one. We had a youth club come out and drew this big jumping jack and volleyball and everything. And I was doing pretty good in the morning, but the afternoon I was in the house. I couldn't get back out. I couldn't. The fear was there. And I was all upset. And it wasn't until later in the evening I was in control again and I went back out and, you know, it's just that's when I mostly get depressed about the situation. Other than that, I never got depressed about that thing happening. I was too busy with it happening. And then I realized, you know, like, you know, someone's got to help me.
Someone has to help you.
Because I can't figure it out, you know?
Did you ever ask for help before?
No.
How come?
I never took it seriously. I just... See, it only happens when I'm going somewhere, and that's... The rest of the time, it's fine, right? And kind of like... Because our family thinks psychiatry is something not really... You know, they don't really believe in it. That's part of it, you know.
But you have relatives in psychiatry, don't you?
My husband's sister, Dr. Wister.
Yes, she's your...
My husband's sister?
Your husband's sister.
Right. And John is a friend, and... But But they say friends and relatives shouldn't get involved, you know. You should have some,
But in general, your family doesn't believe in psychiatry?
Well, my mother, I don't know if she's changed. She's changed a lot. She knows I'm coming here today. I asked her a bunch of things of where I was when I was little, and boy, we really skipped around, and she told me a few things today that, you know, I thought, holy Christmas, everything, See, I don't know. I don't know what it is. If I knew, I don't know.
What about your husband? How does he feel about it? Treatment?
Well, he knows what it's like when I'm going through this, you know. He doesn't ask me to go anywhere, you know, or take me anywhere because he feels like he really upsets me too much. He'd rather just avoid, you know, doing it. And that kind of hurts because there are a lot of times, gee, I want to go there. I want to do this. But when it comes right down to it, it's very difficult to get there. You know, I've got a tremendous fear, and the whole body just goes up for grabs, you know. The mind, I have tranquilizers John gave me to go to this family wedding. I took four. They're 30 milligrams. I started, in the morning every 4 hours. Well, still, by the wedding, I still wasn't relaxed, and it wasn't until after, the second highball that I started to get calmed down. I was godmother just 2 weeks ago for my niece. Well, I started Saturday evening. I even got up all during the night to take these pills every 4 hours, and my insides were calm, but my head was still kind of, you know, like I was at the party afterwards and I still wanted to get home. And that's, you're not supposed to be that way, right?
It's not that you're not supposed to be that way, but it's certainly pretty miserable.
Yes, yeah, that's for sure. See, there are things coming up, you know, my daughter's going to be performing, and if I can't even go to the ceremony, you know, that can hurt them, and I don't want to do that. All last year, I didn't go once to the assemblies for my daughter, and, you know, it's kind of rough. They go to public school this year. We can't really afford to send them to private school, but I hope next year we can. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's what we like to do, you know. But they have an assembly once a month where they go on stage and they sing, and, you know, I'm too nervous to go to that. And that's, you know, when John called last week or so and said, you know, I got you a doctor, to me all the places I had to go was over with, and I had these pills I depended upon. There's nothing happening till Thanksgiving, so I was 2 months I was going to relax. And then I got to come here today.
I see. You feel you might have been better off not coming.
No, it's got to be solved. I can't go through the rest of my life like this. It just...
But it scared you a lot to have to come here.
Oh, it really got to me.
Did you know what you were scared of?
No. Just meeting you mostly and seeing if we would hit it off, you know. And if you could really... And then sort of my mind, well, maybe he can really help me. Maybe you're going to be on the road to recovery or something like that, you know. At least to find out your problem, and then you'd be a happy person, you know, to go out, you know.
Your relationship with your husband otherwise is okay?
Oh, yeah, we're very happy. We're hard workers.
What does he do?
He's a salesman for a construction firm. We're in a dilemma right now. He's changing jobs, and when he was going to change jobs, he was going to get more at the second job, but he told the first job he was quitting. And now they came back with a raise in pay, and now he's caught in the middle, so he's in his own traumatic decisions right now, too. I'm not telling him one way or the other. We talked about it, but I'm not making his decisions for him, so he's going through his ordeal, and I'm going through mine today. He's supposed to call the second employer and tell him about the first employer giving him a better raise in pay, you know, after 4 years. Should have got it before, but
Are you having any more children?
No.
What do you do about not having any more babies?
Well, I take the birth control pill.
I see.
That part of it, I don't know. Janie and Nick came from a family of seven. Janie's the oldest.
Nick is...
the second oldest.
Your husband?
Yeah.
His name is Nick?
Nick, N-I-C-K.
I see.
And Janie is the oldest, and Nick is the second, and my mother had four, and I don't know, I just want two. Like, one of each. I've seen things where the first ones were growing up, everything is so strict, and by the time the other ones come up, they've mellowed and it's not evened out. Me, I want, like, to try to keep them equal. And if I'm strict, the both of them are going to get it, you know? Try, you know, just... because in my family, I was the oldest, and they were very strict. And my brothers, what they're doing now at my age, you know, I would have gotten killed, you know. It's really, you know, they don't keep the, they mellow, and they change attitudes, and they get a little looser, you know, I guess through understanding.
Do you enjoy sex?
Yeah.
Do you come?
Oh, yeah. Really, yes, he helps. Now I guess our marriage is...
What do you mean he helps?
Well, he helps. You know, he doesn't just lay there and do nothing. You know, he's involved too, you know. We're both involved in that. It just doesn't happen automatically. You both have to get involved, you know. Care, it's sort of a caring for each other and... I forgot what I was going to say. That there's no problem in that category.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. It's just that, you know, we're both getting older and tireder, and there are times when by 10:30 we're both sound asleep, but, you know, the next morning during the day you think about it, but by the time the evening comes and you're tired, you're tired and nothing happens. But then it's sort of like when it does happen, it's better if it hasn't happened in a longer period of time, like, say, 2 weeks or a week and a half, you know, then it's even better, you know. When you do it more often, sometimes it's losing its excitement or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We work on it, you know. I'll meet him once in a while for lunch, and he's a salesman, so he can come and go when he pleases, and we'll have a good dinner and a few drinks, and we'll come back, and, you know, the kids are in school, and, you know, then... after 2:30, he might leave back for work, you know. We're still getting it in even during the day when we're not too tired by the evenings.
I see.
There's no problem with that at all. Not that I know of.
The kids, there's nothing special about them?
No. They're very active.
They have no fears?
Not that I know of. Our youngest is very open. I mean, it's... he's been getting out of hand, so we've been kind of trying to talk to him and tell him you just don't do things. Like, last Thursday, he was talking, he's only in kindergarten. He's talking about bringing his friend Lou home. Told Lou his address. He's got a black and white garage and everything, and that he wants him to come over and play. So that whole afternoon, he says, Lou didn't come. And I said, well, you guys are too little, you know? You just don't do this without mother's consent. We have to know where you are, and you have to get his mother's consent, and his mother and I don't even know each other. Because you two do in school doesn't mean, you know, that we know each other. And Friday, he brought him home. We live across a busy street, and the policeman crossed the children. And, after giving the boy the third degree, trying to understand the last name, he didn't know his address, he didn't know his phone number. We got in the car, and we took him back to school. Now, which way do you go home from here, you know? The mother's sitting on the front porch, frantic, you know. Really wondering where he's been, you know. So, like, that kind of, you know, trying to make a four-year-old understand you don't do some things, you know. But that's normal, I think.
Sounds normal to me. Did Kenny tell you anything about treatment?
He said 3 or 4 times a week, and He said that way it could probably be solved quicker, you know, than say once a week for a year or something like that. That's mostly what he told me.
You don't know anything about different types of treatment, like psychotherapy or psychoanalysis?
No,
or...
never got into that.
What's the money situation?
Well, we're not rich. We're not poor. Should I say he's making $20,000 a year?
He's making $20,000?
Yeah. Which, having a house and two children, you know where it's going. We're living from paycheck to paycheck, and every once in a while we'll buy a little something special, you know? Like, we just ordered a vanity for the bathroom we remodeled, and, well, any way you look at it, either one of the jobs he's going to end up with, he's going to be getting a little more, so... But we haven't felt that yet, and, but by October, something should be settled about that, and there should be an increase in, financial.
What kind of insurance have you got?
I don't have anything that covers psychiatry.
You looked at that, huh?
Yeah. Kenny mentioned that, and I says I know we didn't. We have insurance, but it's mostly for medical. Maybe I should check into it. I don't think it covers psychiatry. I have a brochure at home. And then if he changes jobs, I don't know what that'll cover either. I have the forms at home. I could pull it out, but I doubt seriously whether they cover that aspect of it.
There are some that cover outpatient psychotherapy. You might look into it.
I will. I'll pull the forms out tonight and check it. They've got everything listed. Broken legs, babies, tonsillitis. They've got it all listed, so that would be listed too then, so much.
Mm-hmm.
I just took it for granted that it didn't, but I can check it.
Yeah. 4 times a week seems like an awful lot to you, huh?
Yeah. I never thought... I was thinking once a week, but 4 times, I never thought... But see, like, now it's like desperation, you know? Like, I don't know which way to turn. I don't know how to solve it, you know? I was depending on these pills just when I would know in advance when something would be happening. I just... And, like, we went to pick up Janie at the airport. She was coming in to visit, and I took 2 that evening to get there, just to go to the airport. I mean, nothing special, just to get there. Well, the second one must have really hit me, because when we went, we stopped by another sister's house, Tara.
You're one of how many, did you say?
Nick and Janie are 1 of 7.
They're 7.
Right.
And you're 1 of 4?
4. The oldest of 4. And, well, we stopped there. I guess it was already 10:30, 11, and we had cake and soda. Well, I don't remember coming home. Those pills must have really hit me, because I was very calm, very relaxed. But like for other things, like for going to that wedding, and I was still, you know, just inside. And for being godmother, I must have taken 6 starting Saturday, you know, to get to Sunday. And, you know, they're supposed to be strong, and it's, you know, if they're not calming me down, something's really bothering me.
Could you make it 4 times a week?
Anything. I just got to get this over with. It's the only thing that's really bad in my life, you know? Like, my husband wants to go to a dinner or dance with some other employees, you know, and it's hard for me, you know, to...
Mm-hmm. See, the time I might be available would be like 11 o'clock in the morning, 4 days a week. I wondered if you could work that out.
Well, my mother works. She doesn't leave until 2:30, 2:45, and... If I ask her, I think she'd come over and get the children off to school at lunchtime or maybe.
They both go in the after... No, one goes all day, but you mean after lunch to go
right,
back.
Right, right. They come back home for lunch. That's the only thing, you know. I think it's the end of January. They rotate and then he'll go for the morning session and get out at noon.
Oh.
See.
Then it would be easier for you.
Yeah. Then all she'd have to do is like, pick them up and take them for lunch, and I'd be back in time to get my daughter off to school.
You think she might do that for you?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Have you already talked to her about it?
Oh, yeah. I said...
When did you talk to her about...
Ma, I need any help you can give me.
What?
You know, I said, I'm getting fed up with this situation. She knows what it's like. She went through it with me at 1st, 2nd, 3rd grade.
How do you get on with your mother?
We have disagreements. She's got funny ways, but sometimes I don't like her, and sometimes I like her, but we could work it out, you know?
See, if you had an appointment at this time, then you could do it yourself, huh?
Yeah.
But I can't do that on Monday, and I can't do it on Tuesday. I can on Wednesday, but Thursday isn't good, nor is Friday. This is just not a good time for me, but 11 in the morning, I could make it.
I'll get somebody to work it out. Like on Wednesday, my sister is off all day. Wednesday, 11 o'clock in the morning could definitely be worked out, and I'm sure my mother would try to help.
You see, the money is not a problem. Now, the reason for that is that I do research, and what the research consists of is that I record the hours on tape on that machine there. Would that bother you?
No, we talked about that. I even called Janie after Kenny.
Who is?
Janie.
You phoned her?
Yeah. I called her right after I made that appointment with you, after Kenny had talked, and then I called you, and it was mostly to ask her, you know, like, financially, how do you work out these things, you know? And she said, well, talk it over with him, talk it out with him. He'll be understanding. He's great, you know. That didn't help any, you know. I said, oh, boy. I said, well.
That scared you even more.
When I first heard it, yeah. But then after thinking about it, I thought, well, maybe it's better that way. He's got experience. He can solve it, you know, or find out what it is. You know, I don't know. When it happens, sometimes I'm too busy trying to control myself to think, but I had given myself the third degree, and I said, okay, what is it? And all I can do is, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. That's all that's coming out.
Yeah. Did you talk with her then about the research part of it? Is that what you meant?
No. Kenny talked to me about the research part, that it would be taped and stuff like that. I did mention that part of it to Janie, and I said, well, I know I can't be that terrible of a patient, you know. It's probably just one problem somewhere bothering me, and it'll come out, and whatever it is, can't be that terrible, you know. It's just, I've read things about children and phobias and stresses during their life, the whole thing. I'm forever reading. And I was reading this one, and so many things happened in my childhood that I could apply to these things. I thought, holy Christmas, you know. Like, there was an abandonment. Children get very scared of diseases and losing organs, and I read one part of that. I had my tonsils taken out about that time when everything was going through that, so that could have been a big fear or something. Like I told Kenny, I remember the few things when I was very young. Like I had a great-grandmother, and I didn't like her. To me, she reminded me of a witch, and because she used to say, like, if you look in the mirror long enough, you'll see the devil. Or if you paint your fingernails red, the devil's coming out of you and all that. I didn't like her. She scared me. That's what it amounted to. And I found out, sometimes I think it's got to be involved somewhere there. I had a collie, a puppy. It was growing up by my grandmother's house. My mother and my father were going back and forth in the service and staying at my grandmother's house and buying a home and this and that, and there was quite a few hectic things going on. The collie stayed at my grandmother's house. It grew up, and I remember sitting on the front porch, and it jumped over the fence, got hit by a car, and was killed. Hit and run.
And you saw that?
Yeah, I saw that.
How old were you?
I wrote it down. I asked my mother all this info. I remember things, and then I try to put things together, and I had to be about 5 years old, and my mother told me today that was the same day my grandmother died, my great-grandmother, and we had been going back and forth to that house 3 times a day. I thought, oh boy, I remember a few things, you know. I remember getting killed and everything, and I said, well, maybe it's got, and I remember going to the funeral, and I didn't want to go up there, so I'm trying to think. Well, maybe it's something in that line, you know.
You're 29 years old, are you?
Mm-hmm. But I can't understand why it should bother me that much younger. Then sort of nothing, occasions of being nervous. Then now.
Worse again.
Yeah, that I can't understand.
Well, I don't either, but I think we probably could find out. If you want to try, I'll be glad to try.
Would you please? Because I don't know where to turn anymore. You know, talking to your husband or your mother or Kenny or Janie, they haven't got the time. They don't really want to get involved because they're close to you. My husband, he couldn't really help me. He just doesn't understand things like that, you know? He puts up with him, but he doesn't understand them because to him, you know, he's normal.
Now, as far as the money's concerned, you talk it over with him and see how much you think you could afford.
Well, we were talking about that, and I says, well, let's see how many times he wants me to come. And, like, if it's once, I don't want to be cheap, you know, that's...
Listen, you've got a house and two kids and a husband making $20,000. You can't spend much money, I know.
No.
What figure did you have in mind?
Well, like, when I go to a doctor, it's only $10. But that's, like, for 15 minutes, you know. This is going to be an hour, and then four times a week, you know, I would really... We could... Gee, even if we could do it $10 a treatment or something, or less, an occurrence, then if you're going five times or four times a week, that's $40 a week. That's $160 a month already right there. That's a good chunk.
That's more than you can afford.
We could afford that. But any more than that would seem to really start hurting. I mean, to afford that, we would just not do some plans we have, but such as remodeling the kitchen. But that could wait, you know. And then if I got over this, you know, maybe I could even go out and get a job, you know, and help then, you know, make up for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Talking to Janie once, before, and she was kind of saying like $50, and I said, oh, you know, that was kind of high.
But you think you can swing $40 a week?
Yeah, if it's like four times.
Yeah, four times a week.
Is that reasonable, or is that too low?
Sounds all right to me. Naturally, I couldn't do it if I were in practice.
I know. She told me that. She said you couldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
But you know, if you went to another doctor, you wouldn't have to put up with the taping and all that kind of thing. So you give me something and I'll give you something. And whatever we decide on for the money, it doesn't have to stay that way. If it turns out that pinches you terribly, so you're eating nothing but hot dogs every day, we can drop it some. Or if it turns out that your husband gets a raise or some money.
That'll work out real good.
Comes to you from some place you hadn't expected it from, we can raise it. So you don't have to feel, you know, that it's fixed forever.
Yeah.
But we can start out at $10 a time.
Oh, that's really... I really thought, after hearing about you, I thought, oh, gee, that's kind of cheap, you know?
No, that's not too cheap to me. As a matter of fact, it seems like it might be too much, and if it is, we'll drop it.
Well, we can work it out, you know?
I'll have to make some arrangements with the... Well, there's the problem of insurance. That could change. See, so we'll have to...
Yeah, I'm going to check that. I'll check this evening.
We'll have to know about that, and I'll have to make arrangements with the clinic, because it would be with me that you'd be working. It might just be that you'd stop at the desk downstairs on the way up. When would you like to begin?
Well, as soon as possible. I could have put up with this until January, because nothing was happening to upset me, you know, but... I know it's going to keep happening. It's like, you know, like it only happens...
You had hoped that you'd sort of be free now until Thanksgiving time, huh?
Yeah.
Party planned for Thanksgiving, is that it?
Yeah, Janie's even flying in at one of the relatives, but they're like... I'm sure Erica's going to be having an assembly hall, and then... Well.
Uh-huh. Well, it just happens that I have time. We can start next week if you want to.
I really want to get this over with. I think this is the only... If this doesn't work, then I'll just keep going through the rest of my life avoiding places or taking tranquilizers to get there, or, you know.
Yes, no, I think something needs to be done. You're absolutely right.
I just can't put it off anymore. The day after the Bluck Club party, I was so upset. I stayed in bed all day Sunday. I said I'm gonna lay here and die. I really was. I said, I've had it, Nick. I can't go out there and be normal. I'm going to lay here and die. And he said, well, we'll help you. We'll call Kenny or something. And that was all he said. Well, Monday morning, it was already getting to me. And I called him up on the phone and told him this was it. I was going to get solved or I was going to do away. I was really, really.
You were going to what? Do away with yourself?
Yeah, I was really pretty upset.
You felt that bad?
That bad, because I said this. I can't take it. It really wrecks you when you go through this. I mean...
Have you thought about doing away with yourself before?
Yeah, but that was just...
Just playing with the idea, huh?
Depressed, yeah.
Yeah.
And... But I took off. I told him, come get the kids. Call my mother. I hung up. I took off in the car and I went to a park just to be alone. And that's what my mother says. She says I'm the type of person that lets things build up and build up. And the only way that I take off for a couple hours or a couple days and get myself calmed down and come back. And I had called Kenny and I said, I got to see you. I just can't. Now, I didn't explain anything to him. I don't think he even knew this. He sensed a few times when we did go to parties by his house that I was, you know, uneasy.
Did you socialize much with him and Janie?
Well, twice. We went to two parties. Yeah, and we had Kenny at our house once for a party for the children's birthdays because they're a day apart, and he's a very nice person, very nice. And he explained to me that it's better off if I get someone I don't know. And the way he kept putting it, someone who wouldn't abandon me. And
do you have any feelings about their relationship?
Janie and Kenny's?
What did you make it out to be?
I was kind of sorry that it didn't really hit it off. I really was. I thought Kenny was a nice person, and I know Janie's kind of a lonely person, and I'm just sorry that nothing could be worked out for happiness, you know?
You thought they might get married?
Yeah, I really did. I thought something would work out nice, but it didn't. It just, And then Kenny told me a few things about Janie I don't know if I should believe. Things that I don't know if I should believe or not, but, she's got her ways set, you know, to marry someone who's gotta be qualifications, certain qualifications, according to her, you know, but, Kenny's found someone else now, I understand.
Yes, I understand he's going to be married.
Yeah, so I'm really happy. He sounds happy. I hope it works out. I think marriage is good.
Then Wednesday is a day you want. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's four times at 11 o'clock.
That often.
You mean, did I really mean four times?
Yes, that's hard. I watched the show on TV, one of these soap operas. And there's a girl going to see a psychiatrist now, too, and she went once a week. And this last time she went, the doctor felt she broke a barrier, and now he wanted to see her every day. And I said, oh, my God, what if this man says, you know, he wants to see me every day? I never thought that was possible, you know. And Kenny had said three or four times a week. He did say that. That's so...
Well, I think I ought to make clear to you that I think you probably could be helped once a week, but,
Yeah, but it would take longer, right?
I don't know. I really don't know. The point is that psychoanalysis is a particular kind of treatment that I generally work with, and that is four times a week, so that is what,
I'm very willing. I mean, I'll tell you all my failings and things I remember, and maybe you can come up with something. I mean...
Well, let me tell you a little about how it's done, then. I suppose, do you know the patient lies down?
No, I've seen that in the movies, but I never really...
You thought that...
that they just... Can anyone really think lying down? I mean, don't they get a little...
We'll see what happens. I don't think you'll have much trouble with it.
I'll practice at home, thinking.
You lie down there, and I sit here, and then the idea would be that you speak as freely as you can, and when I feel I have something to say, then, that might clarify something, I'll say it.
That... You know, Kenny said a few things that made me think, you know, I don't know how to help myself. I have to go to someone who can't, you know, someone who...
And you know that the session lasts 50 minutes?
Yeah, 50. I thought an hour. Well, 50, yeah.
It's 50.
I mean...
All right.
Okay.
I'll expect you next Monday?
11.
11 o'clock.
Yeah. Well... I will work something out, definitely.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know.
If you find that there's some insurance coverage...
I'll check tonight.
Phone me so we can talk about that, because that would influence the kind of arrangements I would make here. But the treatment doesn't depend on that. You understand?
But it could help from the financial status.
Yeah, so if there is some insurance benefits, phone me and tell me what it is. And if not, forget it, and I'll see you Monday.
Okay, just...
Yeah.
relieved.
Not as bad as you thought, huh?
No, no, got it over with.
Okay. Goodbye.
See you, doctor.
Bye-bye.